producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If Tom Brady stays healthy, they're going to win the Super Bowl again this year. And to me, I thought it was Green Bay. I've watched Green Bay the last couple of days. The Bengals, yeah, they're undefeated, but I'll take Brady over Dalton and the Patriots over the Bengals. The Panthers, I'm still not a believer, even though they haven't lost a game yet. So for me, I don't see anybody right now, if Brady stays healthy, that's capable of beating the Patriots.
Well, there's a sports talk radio host named Kenny Roda who thinks at this point in the season there is no one, no how, no way that can beat the New England Patriots, so they will repeat the Super Bowl championship. You agree or disagree? That's where we get started in this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The countdown is on the air now, number 10 through number 1, as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Research done by my staff here on the Good Day program and on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. Generally speaking, the A to Z on the talk radio, in the world of talk radio. So, let's count down from number 10 to number 1, and again, a repeat. I suppose because the World Series is over, we'll focus on football for a while, and basketball, and hockey maybe even. Who knows? Some sport we've never heard of before. That's at number 10, so let's move.
Number 9.
Number 9 is the focus on our relationship with Israel and the visit of Benjamin Netanyahu to our country. Here's talk host Chad Hartman with analyst Aaron David Miller. They discuss Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit and how he seemed to get along with President Obama.
I understand the enormous differences that the two individuals involved, Netanyahu and Obama, have on the Iran deal. So putting that aside, and that's an enormous aside. But tell me about this chilly relationship before that, and how much does it really matter? Where is the line to all of us are getting the gossip, to the uncomfortable, maybe the unease that the two have is in some way, if it is in any way, affecting the relationship between the two countries?
You know, I've watched the Israeli American story for quite a while now. Oh, yeah. I've participated in some of it for almost 25 years, and it's not new that you have presidents and prime ministers who have personality and policy differences. That was the case, frankly, with Menachem Begin and Jimmy Carter. It was the case with Yitzhak Shamir and Bush 41. It was the case with Benjamin Netanyahu in his first incarnation as Prime Minister in 96-99 and Bill Clinton. But amidst all this dysfunction, in each of the relationships I just identified, there was a significant amount of production. What has separated this relationship from all the others, and we're now entering the final year of the Obama administration. I mean, it's hard to believe 51 weeks from now,
yeah,
we'll have a new president, a president-elect. You have dysfunction in this relationship driven by both personality and policy differences, but unlike the others, there has been very little production. And that's what makes this relationship so curious. There are two issues that have driven deep divides, I think, between the United States and Israel. Some are tactical, but really both strategic. One is what to do about Iran's putative nuclear weapons aspirations. And the second is it relates to, well, to use the title of one of my last books, The Much Too Promised Land, what to do about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. You know, and yeah. In each of these, I think you have a fundamental life lesson. Where you stand in life has a good deal to do with where you sit. And both Netanyahu and Obama are sitting in very different places, particularly now as the Middle East continues to melt down. So I think what's unique now is in the wake of the meeting at the White House, you've got a willful determination, I think, on the part of both leaders to at least find a way to manage their differences going into the next year. Plus, whether they'll be able to do that is another matter, but I think there are reasons as to why they may succeed.
Number 8.
All right, so let's keep moving up the totem pole or down the pole. I guess we start at 10, we're going to 1. It's moving down the pole. The Starbucks Holiday Cup controversy. Let's bring the Dunkin' Donuts people into this thing as well. Here is host John Hancock with a discussion about Donald Trump, who weighed in, as you may remember, on this very silly controversy over Starbucks and the new red holiday cups they have.
He has also, just in the last couple of days, injected himself into the mini flap over the Starbucks red holiday cups, being just plain red this year without the seasonal images that appeared on them in previous years. Really religious cornerstones to the meaning of Christmas. Snowflakes, winter scenes, ornaments, suggesting that people boycott the coffee chain. Even later on, somebody said, he says, you know, I don't really care about it. So he's just trying to make some noise. He was speaking before the crowd of supporters in Springfield, Illinois, and he said, did you read about the Starbucks? He said, no more Merry Christmas on Starbucks. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks. I don't know. Close quote. He also said that Starbucks has become has a location in Trump Tower in New York, saying, quote, well, that's the end of that lease, but who cares? Some critics have charged that Starbucks took the decorations off the cups this year because they didn't want to offend non-Christians. Because, really, ornaments, winter scenes, snowflakes, so important to the overall Christian heritage of, you know, you'll recall the story of the three wise men, and one was carrying snowflakes, and one had pictures of winter scenes, and then the other one had ornaments. I think that's the way the story went. And then they checked into a Motel 6 because they left the light on for them, and then they wandered on down to the nativity, and there it was. Some critics have charged that Starbucks took the decorations off the cups this year because they didn't want to offend non-Christians. That's just ludicrous.
It is kind of ludicrous, isn't it? When you get right down to it, there's nothing more important in the world than whatever the cup is at Starbucks and whatever is going into it you pay $7 for. Okay, so that brings us from number 10, number 9, number 8. Ah, my math is okay. Number 7. Is next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
It is the fifth leading cause of death from cancer in men, but now the results of a groundbreaking study just released in The Lancet Oncology show promise in improving screening for prostate cancer. Joseph Bernardo is president of the clinical next generation sequencing and oncology business at Thermo Fisher Scientific.
The goal of our collaboration with the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm is to develop a more precise test for prostate cancer than relying just on the prostate-specific antigen, better known as PSA.
The PSA test has been shown to have a high false positive rate, which can sometimes lead to unnecessary and painful treatments. This study, called Stockholm 3, showed a 30% reduction in biopsies without compromising the number of actual cancers diagnosed.
The study authors conclude that a 30% reduction in prostate biopsies would translate to 300,000 fewer procedures in the United States. So in addition to improving patient experience and outcome, There is also the potential for significant healthcare cost savings.
Learn more about Stockholm 3 at news.thermofisher.com.
The Military Order of the Purple Heart, made up of veterans who have received the Purple Heart Medal, was congressionally chartered in 1958. The Purple Heart Foundation, its fundraising arm, supports a number of programs and services dedicated to helping all veterans and their families. One way that we can honor the sacrifice that military vets made for our country is to help the foundation assist veterans and their families. Retired Vietnam veteran and chairman of the board for the Purple Heart Foundation, Jeff Roy.
The Purple Heart Foundation assists all veterans and their families with suicide prevention, support for brain injuries, counseling for post-traumatic stress and women's health issues, all common challenges for returning veterans. The foundation also provides scholarships, family and VA claim assistance, employment training, medical care, education, housing, and death and burial benefits.
For more information and how you can donate, visit purpleheartfoundation.org.
Number 7.
Continuing Life or Ridiculoso here. You thought the last story was silly. Listen to this. Here's a discussion starting with host Mike Pintek about whether or not Hillary Clinton wears a wig, something that Donald Trump started in a conversation. This was a Drudge Report article, I think, as well.
This is the most important story of the day. Don't you know that? It's blowing up on Drudge. He had it up as the top story on Drudge Report. Donald Trump weighing in on this. Donald Trump on, this is a radio show that, it's called Mark Levin. All right? It's a syndicated program. So Trump is on that show, and they're talking about Hillary's hair.
Well, she has a new hairdo. Did you notice that today?
That's called a wig.
Is that a wig? You're right. It must be. It was massive. You know, her hair became massive.
You know you're going to get in trouble now.
I don't care. But,
okay.
But I don't care. But no, because I'm a person that tells the truth. It was very different, wasn't it? Did you like it?
Don't get me in trouble now.
It was massive. Did you see it? Do we have any hairstylists who can weigh in on this? It looked to me like it's a wig, honestly. I'm not an expert, but it looks to me like it's a wig. Wait a minute. Do we have a hairstylist on the line here? Oh, we do. Wait a minute. This is the lady that actually cuts my hair. Megan. This is Megan from the Beauty First folks in Cranberry. Megan,
what's going on?
Have you seen the pictures of Hillary?
I have.
Okay, so you, in your considered opinion, do you think that's a wig or is that really her hair?
That is definitely her hair.
Really? It's not a wig?
No, not a wig.
All right, so Donald Trump and his radio dude, so they're just dead wrong.
Well, I think Donald Trump is probably trying to cover up his own wig. So he's from him.
Wait a minute, Megan, you think that Donald Trump wears a wig? Cause...
Oh, yes, that's a toupee, a wig, hairpiece, something.
Really?
Yeah.
Because how about that woman, though, that he brought that woman up on that stage at that town hall meeting, and she grabbed his hair, and she said it was real.
Lots of glue.
All right, well, Megan, thanks for your considered opinion. I don't know, but, on this point, one last thing, okay?
Yeah.
All right, you say 100% not a wig, it's really her hair. Well, Trump, on the other hand, has a hairpiece. That's your opinion, a professional opinion.
I think so.
Okay, all right. All right, that's Megan at Beauty First in Cranberry. You know, Trump, seriously, ought to talk with that hairdo of his. I mean, really. Okay, and then the other question was, then of course, the liberal news media, and you can see this if you watch the CNN video piece that accompanies the story, they immediately go to, is this sexism? Sexism? Seriously? Really? That's where you guys want to go? Well, look at Donald Trump's hair. Okay, so look at Donald Trump's hair. And as he said, you're going to get in trouble. Levin says, you're going to get in trouble. He says, I don't care. This is what I love about Donald Trump. He doesn't care.
Coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, David Hasselhoff changes his name to drop the hassle from his life. He's now David Hoff. That and other hard-hitting, big-time stories are next on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
C.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six, a review of another important day this past week. Not as maybe as serious as the Hillary Clinton wig flap, but, you know, you got to put things in order. It was Veterans Day last week, whether you celebrate it Monday or Wednesday or all week. I talked on my Good Day program to Jim Roberts, founder of both Radio America, the originating network for this program, and the American Veterans Center, about their annual Veterans Conference, which was held in D.C. last weekend.
I probably say this every year. This was our best one. Certainly was our biggest one. It's a three-day conference and part of leadership summit, as we call it. We had over 500 students, most of them at the college level, and most of those midshipmen and cadets from the military academies, from military colleges, from a lot of ROTC programs around the country. We did have 150 or so high school students as well, and just plain folks like you and I and some great speakers. And we started off on Thursday with something called the Wounded Warrior Experience, which is moderated by Jennifer Griffin of Fox News, and we talked to nine injured men and women who injured in Iraq and Afghanistan, how they became injured, their long torturous process of coming back to health and entering society. That's always a very, very moving part of the conference. That's how we start. And then we had 2 days of speeches and symposia and stuff from for the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And people like Michelle Howard, the first four-star woman in the Navy. She's the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. Many admirals and generals, you might say, and heroes.
Do you ever get off on a tangent? I don't know how much you listen to me anymore. You used to listen to me more.
That's a leading question.
That is a leading question.
I still keep up to date.
All right. So you know that one of my pet peeves, one of my huge pet peeves is, and even more than that, the outrage that I feel when veterans are not being taken care of. Do you ever address that, the hocus-pocus going on with the phony political machines that say, oh, we're going to take care of the veterans and we don't? Does that ever come up at any of these conferences that you have?
It does. We've had VA directors speak, but frankly...
Did you boo them?
No, we did.
I would if I were there. I'd boo them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
These directors are stuck in with institutions. Frankly, I think can never work. This is my personal opinion here, which is that, and don't forget, the VA is a government bureaucracy. It's a federal government bureaucracy. You can name one that's efficient. I can't.
None.
Including the military.
Yeah. I don't know who you're supporting for president, but Ted Cruz is pretty funny in the debate when he lists five. I don't know if you saw that or not. Five government departments that need to go, and he mentioned the Commerce Department twice. But there are plenty of agencies that need to go, and you're right. The whole thing is in. Efficient, and it comes back.
What I would do, frankly, and I've looked at this now for many years, is I would privatize the system, shut it down, and put the money into vouchers, and let these veterans go into private institutions.
Yep. All right, so Veterans Day, that's an important, of all the things so far on the countdown, I think I find that to be the most important, that is thus far. So we've been from number 10 to number 6, and we're halfway through the countdown, halfway through the hour, so I guess if all is well with the world, we'll have numbers 5 through number 1 in a matter of moments here. Please stick around, you're listening, and I hope enjoying the overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Stig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Stig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Radio charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th. At number 10, Sports Talk Radio and all of the ambiance that goes with that. The situation with China, the military buildup there, Starbucks, and the controversy. It's one silly thing after another, isn't it? Number 8, and speaking of silly, Hillary's wig situation, number 7. Veterans Day, number 6. So let's keep moving into the numbers 5 through 1 position.
Number 5.
Number 5 is what happened, the question about the Russian airliner. What the heck happened? From my Good Day program earlier this week, I talked to international security expert Kevin Malott about the crash of that Russian plane, the Metrojet plane. And the question, he says, that nobody seems to want to ask.
There's several different actors that could be behind this other than just ISIL. You have to remember that Al-Qaeda's got a big axe to grind with the Russians going all the way back to Afghanistan, you know, when they were the Mujahideen before they adopted the name Al-Qaeda. And they're trying to get themselves back on the front burner. So Al-Qaeda could be involved. ISIL could be involved. You also had the fact that a few weeks ago, the investigation came out that the Russians were responsible for the missile that downed the Malaysian jetliner in the Ukraine.
Right.
And Malaysia is one of the major focal points for Al-Qaeda operatives. The meeting of the terrorists before the September 11th attack on the United States took place in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. So there's a lot of Malaysians that have a problem with the Russians right about now. And in that area of the world, in the North Africa, Middle East area, there's a lot of Malaysian expatriates working. There's a lot of Filipinos, a lot of Indonesians. So there's a group that has a problem with the Russians over that issue. And the other thing that no one's talking about is who was on board the aircraft. that's a concern of ours, that depending on, this is a very expensive resort area, and depending on who from the government or from the oligarchy in Russia was on that plane, that could have been a rationale for being targeted because of what Putin's doing in Syria and trying to get, you know, get some pressure on him.
Is there a passenger list somewhere that suggests that somebody that's high up in the Russian government was actually on the plane?
I have not seen the list, but I'm just, you know, when I look at it in analysis, we always look at all the possibilities and all the possible actors and the motives.
Right.
And that in the past has been an issue of who was on the actual aircraft when something was done. So I'm saying because it was a Russian-based airliner with a predominantly Russian passenger list coming from a very expensive resort, I'm kind of interested in who was on the aircraft as well.
All right, so let's fast forward to the holiday season here in America. Already the news media is full of stories about how the TSA is changing things, will change things, has changed things. Not that the TSA has anything going for it in the first place anyway. I think it's what goes on is a charade in our airports here. The essence of how they can turn this into taking more control, do you think there are going to be some changes that will come to our airport procedures here because of this?
Well, I'm sure they'll change some of the procedures, but I'm not sure they're going to fully focus on the issue. You know, sometimes we treat the symptom and we don't treat the illness, and that's kind of where I'm a little bit concerned. Doing a couple of different tactics at the front doesn't necessarily solve the problem of protecting the actual aircraft.
Number four.
So we have up next, number four on the countdown. Number four, talk host Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to terrorism expert Frank Wuko about the latest on Russia, Syria, and ISIS as the rumors that China is getting involved continue.
It's difficult to tell the good guys from the bad guys, but it looks like the Russians and Syrians scored one against the rebels and the Americans. Is that a safe bet to put those sides in like that?
Well, what has been happening since about the middle of September is Syrian forces have been battling ISIS and ISIS loyalists east of Aleppo near a military airbase called Quiras. And it looks as though in the last day or two that the Syrian forces have sort of repelled or rebuffed the ISIS forces at that air base, which could be a big win for the Russians. If they can get access to an air base that is more centrally located in Syria, it gives them greater access to ISIS and other rebel targets throughout the country. And right now they've been flying a lot of their flights out of Latakia, which is well to the west, and it's a pretty long haul for those Russian jets.
Frank, the Russians are going to be joined by Chinese pilots. They're going to be flying from their only aircraft carrier, we're told.
That, you know what, that is a sight that remains to be seen. You know, the Chinese have just commissioned their first aircraft carrier, which is a repurposed Russian aircraft carrier. It'll be a sight to behold if the Chinese can get that aircraft carrier deployed and begin actual, you know, tactical combat flights and airstrikes and whatnot. This is something that the Chinese have never actually done in the real world. So I'll reserve my excitement in either direction on that to see what happens.
But this does pit us against the Russian and Chinese, right?
Well, as far as influence goes, it does. I mean, these are issues that a lot of people will say were created by the vacuum that we created in Iraq, created by some of the tactical and strategic errors in projection that we made in sort of getting out of that area. And you know the old saying, if you broke it, you fix it. Well, we broke it, and we really haven't lifted much of a finger to fix it. And this has just created a giant gaping hole for others who want influence in the area.
Number three.
Gaping hole is correct. All right, number three, the focus on illegal immigration this week. It's something that's been talked about not only here in our country, but pretty much all around the world. Here's Radio Talk host Joel Riley with Bob Dane, who runs the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. They discuss immigration issues becoming a big part of the GOP debate this past week.
Bob, fair amount of talk on the GOP debate about immigration.
Yeah, it was. Overall, it was a pretty good night for Rubio, Cruz, Rand Paul, Trump, Carson, kind of incoherent on foreign policy. In terms of immigration, the problem has been Trump has an outstanding published immigration reform plan.
Okay.
The problem is he needs to read it because he keeps bumbling over this big issue. And the big issue is, what do you do with the people already here? It's not a difficult thing to answer. By the way, the right answer can be done in about 20 seconds.
What do you do with
all the people already here? You remove them as they're identified according to law, as they come into contact with law, but you otherwise allow them to leave voluntarily, which they will if we dry up all of the incentives that bring them here and keep them here. Somehow that answer eludes virtually every one of the GOP candidates.
Why do you think it eludes them?
Part of the problem is Mitt Romney went down that road during the last election. It's called self-attrition. You can call it self-deportation. Frankly, you can call it just good old-fashioned going home. And the public seems to resist that because the left has been very methodical in giving us this narrative, this forced choice solution to the immigration issue. Are you going to mass deport everyone, or are we going to alternatively offer mass amnesty? That's a forced choice. And of course, whenever we see the polls on that, most folks go for mass amnesty because really nobody wants to separate, you know, women from children.
Sure.
And kick down doors in the middle of the night. That's not what we're talking about. But we do have to dry up these incentives. There is historical evidence that when you do that, people go home. There are state models. When Arizona got tough on immigration and started drying up the benefits, the availability of driver's licenses and in-state tuition and the big one, the availability of jobs, guess what happened in Arizona? Illegal aliens left to go to another state. Well, you know, by extension, if we do that as a nation, they will repatriate and go home.
Interesting, Bob made reference to who's trying to outmaneuver Donald Trump on immigration. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, both as we get to the end of the week, fighting to reshape their records on immigration and appeal to more conservative GOP primary voters. Trump seemed to have that wrapped up, at least to the point of the debate. So we've gone through to the number three issue. So yes, up and coming. You've done all the figuring correctly. You know, number two would be next, and that is next here on our countdown.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Faith and Mobility Connect. I'm Risa Jill Miller. An AT&T survey shows 41% of Americans use a mobile device to connect to their faith or inspiration. Aside from faith-inspired apps, downloading inspirational music emerged as a top trend among younger multicultural groups. Hip-hop legend Rev Run uses tech to inspire.
I've been sending daily inspirational notes to friends and family from my phone for years. Now I share those same messages with millions from my social media accounts. Messages like, never chase goals more than you chase God.
Rev Run knows the value of engaging and inspiring.
With all the apps out there, it's easy to connect to motivational music and literature. Sometimes it just takes a quick second and a quote to get some through the day. AT&T calls this Inspired Mobility, a national conversation on how folks are using tech to tap into faith.
Join the Inspired Mobility conversation. Follow hashtag Inspired Mobility and share your inspired moments on social media Sunday, November 22nd.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for KillerApps.tv. The holidays are near, and anything tech can make a great gift. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with brands to give us a sneak peek. Mario, what are the three high-tech gifts that impressed you?
Well, first up, a new category of TV called OLED. It has experts calling it the best TV ever. It's the LG Flat OLED 4K TV. Delivers incredible color and intense detail for the ultimate picture quality. Plus, it has LG's webOS smart TV platform. Then, check out the LG Gram laptop. At only 2.16 pounds, it's lighter than a MacBook Air, so you can take this anywhere. It's sleek yet durable and comes loaded with Windows 10, powerful Intel Core processor, HD picture quality, and built-in HDMI port. Plus, a great connected home starts with the Schlage Sense Smart Deadbolt. It's keyless because it's Bluetooth enabled. Designed to work with Apple HomeKit technology and Siri, you can control access codes and check lock status anywhere. Your phone now becomes your door key.
What about educational toys?
Parents, take back your tech and give kids ages 3 to 9 the safest Android-based tablet, the LeapFrog Epic. Kids are safe to go online because it has parental controls built in, and the home screen makes it fun and easy to access LeapFrog's library of content.
How about a unique personal gift?
Ancestry DNA. It's a service that combines the latest genetic testing with the largest online family history resource. The easy-to-use test predicts your ethnic origins, and with over 1 million people having taken it, you may find relatives you never knew you had.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, visit killerapps.tv.
Number two.
The number two item are the GOP presidential contenders, the focus of the media and many people in our country, where that debate was held on Fox News Channel this past week. Here's talk host Chris Daniel with political analyst Dan Gaynor. They discuss which of the candidates didn't do very well in this past week's GOP debate.
Listeners are, by a wide margin, have been asked who lost last night, and Kasich just comes off with nearly a third of the vote on this, followed by Jeb. I think that's pretty accurate. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think Kasich, he got a chance to speak and say the things he wanted to say. It's just nobody liked them, and I think except for the media. I mean, you would see media comments saying that, here's a guy I'd vote for, or I like this, and you're looking at it, and the person who's making the comment is some left-wing, propagandist or talking head. And, yeah, but when you get to the actual Republican grassroots, no, they seem to clearly pick, the top three are Rubio, Cruz, and Fiorina.
Yes.
But some people liked Rand, no matter how you look at it, Jeb and Kasich were not at the top.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on Kasich, but I just had this theory in my head, and maybe you would know. The angriness is what's starting to turn people off, and the fighting for time in kind of a petulant way. But he appears to me to be somebody who maybe 3-4 years ago was told by a staffer, maybe a strategist staffer, that, hey, you are governor of probably the most important electorate state in the nation. If you shape up this state, it's a simple step to the White House, or at least the Republican nomination, because you'll have Ohio, and so you're already a leg up, and you can show all the wonderful things you did, which he did do. Ohio's better for John Kasich being there. But he looks like he's angry that nobody's catching on to that, because he keeps reading his resume and nobody's biting.
Well, I mean, it looks, I think the media reaction, either on the right or the general media, is that he's running to the center or to the left.
Mm.
And that's, historically speaking, if you want to get elected in the Democratic Party, that's what you do. If you're elected in the Republican Party, you run to the center or the right. And, it's like him and Jim Webb on a, have traded places or something. Maybe they, because Webb ran to the right and he's already out of the Democratic race.
All right, so another day, another retail boycott urged by one of the Republican presidential candidates. Yes, Donald Trump getting headlines as the week came to a close because on his Twitter account, he encouraged shoppers to steer clear of the brand that once carried his own clothing line, severed ties with him after he called Mexicans rapists in his campaign kickoff speech. He said, Trump said, Macy's was very disloyal to me, hearing my strong stance on illegal immigration. Their stock has crashed. And then he listed boycott Macy's, hashtag boycott Macy's. Trump's move comes after the discussion about Starbucks and his reference to their red cups this holiday season and all of that. And we were talking about that earlier in the countdown. Did you read about Starbucks? He asked rally attendees in Springfield, Illinois. No more Merry Christmas at Starbucks. No more. Maybe we should boycott Starbucks. So is this the shape of the campaign? Maybe it is at the moment. Maybe it's time for a little levity in this thing because there's still almost a year to go, right, before the election, although the primaries start in February. Okay, so we get away from politics. Number one up next year on the countdown, and it's not political.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
So we move to something that has almost all of a sudden, not overnight, but over the last few days, become the national discussion. It's not necessarily about the developments with the Democrats and the Republicans. This is a situation that has developed on the University of Missouri, but there are protests, college protests, all around the country. As the week comes to an end, here's Talko's Dan Rivers with a focus on some of the comments made by University of Missouri students, which actually could have come from anybody anywhere in our country.
The big story is Mizzou, right? And throughout the Missouri's coverage of this race out there, I was reading the papers out there, and they talked to some of the students out there. And some of the comments that I picked up last night, and of course, I always look at this thing and I said, you know what, I'd really love to be on that campus and really know what it was like. And here's one of the comments out there. This is one of the black students out there. They'll look at me and they'll clutch their bag a little tighter. That's a freshman studying sociology from Chicago. And I think to myself, well, you know, could that have happened anywhere? We may have audio on that. I'm just not sure, Dave. Let's see if we got this audio.
Like,
here.
They'll look at me and then, like, go clutch their bag a little tighter or something like that. But that's kind of common, so I don't really pay much attention to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that in your head? Here's a young person out there. This is, listen to Leandra Jefferson. She says, I'm not the voice of all black people.
Being at a school with not, like, a predominantly white institution, I'll say
you definitely feel kind of judged against. Well, I do. I know some classes I'm the only black student, and, you know, all eyes are on you, or if something comes up in class about, like, black people, everyone kind of, like, stare at you, or in organizations when they're talking about diversity and such, they'll ask your opinion, and, or, like, ask my opinion, and I'm just like, I'm not, like, the voice of all black people, so definitely, like, you're going to have to get a wide variety of different opinions and not just mine, because I'm not the voice of, you know, all my people.
And, you know, you're kind of hearing these comments here, and it kind of sounds like stuff that people would encounter almost everywhere in everyday life. There is racism in this country. We can't deny that. But I'm sure that if you're a person of color, you see it every day.
All right, so let's see. Another angle to this comes in a review of the conversation on Chris DeGaulle's radio program. Here he talks to Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder about attempts by some to keep student journalists from photographing all of the protests on campus this week.
Were it up to me, and I the governor, and I know it's not really the governor's call per se, but certainly this remaining board of curators, you cannot have employees of a state institution taking state money as a salary. You cannot have these people shoving journalists, students or otherwise, out of public spaces to document it, can you?
I agree. And we've seen the totalitarian mindset at work on the campus of the University of Missouri. Sadly, an institution I attended and have always been very proud of. But we're seeing a university, at least parts of which, are in the grip of a left-wing totalitarian mindset. And the whole nation can see it. The whole world can see it now. And the professor or the instructor, I don't know exactly what title she bears, but her name is Melissa Click, C-L-I-C-K. And her name deserves to go down in infamy for what we all can now see on the video clip that was rocketing around social media. She seeks to banish this young student journalist who's armed with nothing more than his camera and is attempting lawfully to, and in exercise of his First Amendment rights that we all have, to record what's going on, as you put it, on public property, right there in the quadrangle at the University of Missouri on what we call the Red Campus. Red for the red brick construction in that part campus. There's red campus and there's white campus. So anyway, this is very disappointing. It's actually an outrage, and I don't think we should stand for it at our state university.
And there it is. That's number one. You've heard all of the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine. This is the big stuff on talk radio, News Talk Radio this week. So we've listed all of the topics at DougStephan.com. And as usual, over the weekend, you'll have the opportunity to go through all of them and tell us through the poll which is the most important one to you. We want to know what's most important on this list to you. And as a review, we have them, as I said, listed there in the poll position at DougStephan.com. You've been listening to the weekly review of the top 10 hits on the talk radio circuit, the News Talk Radio circuit. I'm Doug Stephan on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.